Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the unity within the body of Christ. Last week, we talked about unity outside of God's will, which is ultimately, now listen, destructive. Most churches try to build unity not on Christ as the foundation, but on meetings and revivals and, you know, prayer breakfasts, conferences, and so much more. But my friend, these will never ever build unity in your church. Probably the best all this this running around does is help the members of your church to sleep better at night because they're so tired. Now listen, real unity built on the person of Jesus Christ and his life, and when all hearts are one in the Spirit. Let me say that again. Real unity is built on the person and the life of Jesus Christ, and when all hearts are one in the Spirit. You know, when was the last time you saw a church where all hearts were one in the Spirit? Everyone seems to have their own idea of how things ought to go. Well, as we know, this will never work. Church after church that we go to in ministry seems to be so dysfunctional because of their lack of unity or purpose or of direction or no gospel message. And such an ungrateful heart condition. And why? Well, their foundation is wrong. Christ is to be the basis of all unity. Let me say that again. Christ is to be the basis of all unity. Not fellowship, not activities or programs or plans or agendas. Well, you know, you got the picture because you probably are in one of these churches. Jesus said in Matthew 10:35, I am come to bring variance or division to all things outside of any unity not built on myself. I am come to destroy any unity not built in me. Yes, Jesus came to give us life, John 10:10, to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, but to do all of these things, the first thing he must do when he comes is to break apart all that is not of himself. He will break apart all unity, anything that is not in himself, so that once things are broken, there can come to pass a true unity in him. There is no spiritual truth that says God does not build on another's foundation. Let me say that again. There's a spiritual truth that says that God does not build on another's foundation. Did you know that God has a building program? Why, sure he does. Man builds by laying a foundation and putting walls and a roof up, but not so in God. God begins building first by tearing down anything and everything not built on Christ. Wow. Any foundation, anything that is built on man, God comes and he pulls it down and he places it into the captivity of Christ, because again, God does not build on another's works. Jesus does not come to affirm the status quo. Oh no, he is truth, he is light, and he is truth and he is light. And the truth and light shines in judgment of all that is outside of Christ. Do we want revival? Well, if so, judgment is the first step. In 1 Peter 4:17, Peter writes, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us, wow, I like that. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? My friend, the house of the Lord is not the church or a building. Oh no. You and I, we are the house of the Lord. Judgment must begin in our lives with us. And if we are going to see revival in our lives, in our church and in our town and in our nation and in the world, now this will be a good thing. It is redemptive, and it is the only possibility if we want to walk with and have real unity with Jesus Christ. The ministry of the body of Christ is to edify each other in Christ. Let me say that again. The ministry of the body of Christ is to edify each other in Christ. God's idea of ministry is to be the vehicle by which individuals can personally come to know and realize Jesus Christ for themselves. And if individuals are growing in Christ, then the body as a whole is growing in Christ and can in turn then help other individuals grow. It is the old see one, do one, teach one. That this is why Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10, 16 through 17, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we are many. We are one bread and one body. For we all are partakers of that one bread. I hope, my friend, that you can see this, that we, the body of Christ, are many, even globally, but we are all partakers of the bread of life, Jesus Christ. That is why the foundation of Christianity must be Christ in you. Paul writes to the church at Colossae in Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is, now listen, Christ in you. So Christ dwells in his body, in each local body, you know, not in some nebulous way, oh no, but Christ dwells in his body by dwelling in each member of his body. Individually and personally, he dwells in each person who is a true believer. Thus, this is the basis of unity and nothing else. Anything that binds a group, a church, or a denomination together that is not of Christ is disunity and must be pulled down before true unity can come and replace this facade. Here is the only way that I, you know, and maybe just another way I'd like to say it, you know, we all are one in Jesus Christ. The all becomes the one only because the individuals, are first in Christ personally. Did you get that, my friend? If not, it does not speak well of your knowledge of Christ and how you are saved. Many Christians say it does not matter if we understand the finer points of our salvation. Oh, but I beg to differ with you there, my friend. All points, wow, of our salvation. All points we need to do is believe. Yes, Jesus died for our sins, and yes, we are saved. Many even quote, or I would say misquote, scriptures to help win their point. However, believing is a part. Yes, it is. But you know what? The demons also believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah, they do. And yet they will never, ever be saved. There has to be belief in the finished work of the cross, the finished work of Christ on the cross, the gospel message, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Then we are to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's in 2 Peter 3:18. And as we grow and mature, the body of Christ matures only to the degree that each person is mature in Christ. Paul writes in Ephesians 4:16, from whom the whole body, that's the whole body, fitly joined together, wow, I like that, and compacted by that which seems every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of each part, maketh increase, it makes increase unto the edifying of itself. Wow. From whom the whole body fitly joins together, the entire body of Christ fitly joined together and compacted, that which every joint supplies, every individual supplies to the effective working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body of Christ unto the edifying of itself. Wow. Boy, I like that. That verse says so much. That verse just kind of nails it down and kind of brings it down to the truth that every member in the body of Christ is important, but every member of the body of Christ must be in unity with their other members so that they could grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If not, then what you find is disunity. That's what you find in most churches, disunity, because they're not built on the foundation of Christ and they're not in the place that they need to be. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you are getting this message of unity. How can you be in unity if you're not in Christ? Christ in you, the hope of glory. More next week. God bless. Talk to you then.